on the newspaper page. Another tradition of the grand design. Hello, and welcome to Listen to This One, the podcast where we go through funny and interesting news stories and find stuff to talk about. My name is David Mosley.
And I'm Adam Cessna. I am Adam Cessna.
You are Adam Cessna. Wow.
I think we have to say something.
Just say it.
We're sorry.
I was going to say that.
What are we sorry for?
We're sorry that we haven't been as punctual with episode releases.
But we are getting back in our groove. It's the holiday season. Well, it's approaching. And with that comes endings and beginnings. Because it's the end of the year, but also the beginning of the new year.
Yeah.
I know we're 2 months out.
Okay.
But
I was afraid that you're going to promise too much and then they're going to get disappointed. I think we should set the bar low and be like, don't expect any episodes for at least a week.
And then maybe we'll post one.
Yeah.
But even then, don't expect it.
Also, happy Halloween. I mean, we're recording this before Halloween, but it's going to come out on Halloween. So if you're listening to this on time, I almost regret saying this because
it probably won't come out tomorrow.
No, I'm not saying that. Just people who listen after, it's going to instantly be outdated the day after Halloween.
But who cares? They can look back and be like, oh, they were recording the day before Halloween.
Oh, they were recording on Halloween or day before.
Yeah, we didn't do anything on Halloween. We just got together, recorded our podcast. And that was it.
So my first article.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. You want to go first?
No, you can go. Okay. Actually, I will go first.
Okay. You just went from like not caring at all to like being very adamant. Adamant. Get it?
That's my name. That's why my mom named me Adam.
Wow.
Anyways. So, headline reads, Oregon witches trade brooms for paddles. And no, David, they're not giving out spankings.
All right. That wasn't my first question. But now that you mention it, why not?
Yeah, so these witches go around, and instead of handing out candy, they hand out paddles. Like, they paddle kids.
They hand out paddles?
Like switches, like pop, pop.
That sounds much more constructive than hexing people.
I'm just kidding. That's not what this is. So what actually happens is this happens once a year in Portland, Oregon.
Of course.
Where else would this happen?
It's the Florida of Oregon.
It's the Florida of the West.
The Northwest.
Northwest. That's what I was looking for.
Why? Are these like actual Wiccans or just people?
Yeah, I should have clarified. These aren't Wiccans. They are just people that dress up, women, and I guess some men maybe, that dress up as witches and they get on paddle boards and paddle across this river, but they also, it's for a good cause. They bring socks, underwear, things to donate to a local
nonprofit. You can do
nonprofit.
Anything weird and then say it's for a good cause and people will be like, oh, okay. I saw 2 days ago, this guy has dedicated his life to beans. He's...
What type?
All types. I think he likes refried beans a lot.
I like those a lot.
But it's insane. He quit his job, dedicated his whole life, shaved his head. It all started...
He's trying to look like a bean, too? Tangent.
Yes. He's Mr. Or like...
He's Mr. Bean!
He's Super Bean or whatever. He's like a superhero. He dresses up as a superhero, paints his head orange to look like a big bean.
I can't believe this.
And it all started because he like sat in a tub of beans for like 100 hours or something like that for a good cause.
And since then, he was
like... Since then, his house is full of bean stuff, and he's raised... They said that he raised like $100,000+, which like for dedicating your whole life to raising
beans?
Money for charity, doesn't seem like a
lot. I think
it
would be funny if he referred, instead of saying like, I've raised like $100,000, I wish he would just refer to all currency as beans. Like, he's like, so I've raised 100,000 beans.
Well, the video I watched had plenty of bean puns. It was atrocious.
Well, that's how they do it these days.
What?
That's how they get your attention, by using puns.
That's what we should do. We should use more puns.
I'm not that witty.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a pun and I couldn't come up with one.
I've been trying to think of a bean pun this whole time, but I can't.
You've been thinking of a bean pun this whole time.
Okay, there we go. Okay, we're on a roll.
I win. Okay, back to your article.
Oh, yeah. Okay, either way. That basically sums it up, but it's kind of cool because it was saying in this article that it started with just a few people 1 year doing this. Like, it wasn't for anything. They just did it for fun. And then, like, each year more and more people came.
Who comes up with this?
I don't know. College kids.
And how many people are, like, on board at this point?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
It says hundreds of them traded in their broomsticks for paddles. And the costume coven paddled 6 miles. That's a long time to paddle. The Willamette River.
Yeah, that is a good ways.
I can't even stand on one of those things. I can't imagine.
A canoe?
No, a paddleboard, dude. You don't stand on a canoe.
I completely like didn't realize it was on paddleboards. I thought they're all canoeing down a river.
No. They're all using paddleboards.
That makes it even weirder.
Yeah.
But it's for a good cause, so.
Yeah.
We can't say anything bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good cause. You're right. We can't say anything bad about it.
Yeah, I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
You know, witches get stitches.
You're trying at least. I mean, the puns, we'll get it eventually.
Yeah, you're right. Eventually. So, David, I think you have an article, right? Oh,
how intuitive.
Tell me that you're prepared.
I have an article. So, this guy is by the name of, well, I'll just say what he's doing first. He's suing Taylor Swift for her attention. His name's David Mosley.
I bet he's saying to Taylor, look what you made me do. Oh, look what you made me.
Yes.
Is that what he's...
That's exactly what he's saying. The article's kind of long. Wow.
That's what the song does.
I'm sorry for assaulting our listeners' ears with that.
You're right. I apologize on behalf of
myself. I apologize on behalf of you. So this guy he's suing Taylor Swift, and the reason he's suing her is because he says she gives off this persona after like accepting gifts from her fans that she is going to accept all gifts from all of her fans. And he sent her a song that he wrote, and it was rejected by her agents per request of Taylor Swift. So, and he's suing her because of it. And he said he's comparing it to those of a shoe store that sold defective shoes while advertising them as high quality.
I don't understand this at all.
Well, you obviously don't know who Taylor Swift is then, because... Everyone in the world understands why he would do this. It's Taylor Swift.
I mean, I understand why you might write her a song, but I don't understand how she gives off a persona of being someone who just accepts all gifts.
I think he's really just doing it for her attention. I think anything, like, I bet that's the best argument he could come up with.
Well, I mean, I guess it's... Here's the crazy thing. Does he think, like, she's going to see that, oh, this guy's suing me, I'm falling for him now?
Well, that's the thing. I think this, like, falls along the lines of, like, the stalker mentality.
Stockholm Syndrome?
No, completely different thing. Like, you know, maybe. Like, some stalkers, like, they're not necessarily nice.
I would definitely not say they're that nice.
Okay, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, some stalkers don't start off just by being, like, really kind. Like, I think some would in just, like, a very obsessive way. But this guy's just, like, going for the gusto. And is like, whatever I can do to get her attention, I don't care.
Like, he just
wants to sue her.
And then... But then what?
Don't ask me. I'm not the one. I mean...
I mean, you've stalked people before, David. Tell me. What was your thought process?
This actually... Wow, this is... I was talking about this to someone else. And I need you to tell me whether this is true.
I'll tell you.
Or just your thoughts on it. I came up with a hypothesis the other day. I think there's a fine line between, like, endearing persistence and a restraining order.
Those are very different.
Yeah, but there's a fine line between them.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Okay, let me dial it back. Maybe not restraining order, but how about just, like, being really annoying?
And just maybe even stalker, creepy-ish, yeah. Just type.
But yeah, well, stalker, creeper is enough to get fine line restraining order.
Is the girl interested in you or not?
Yeah.
If she's not, then
that
it's
was,
creepy.
I was going to say that. That was in the conversation. I said the line is what the girl secretly thinks about the guy sometimes.
Girl or guy.
Girl or guy. But usually, let's be honest, most stalkers
are men.
That we hear about are guys.
No, dude.
That we hear about.
I know, but I had, in high school, there's a freshman girl. She's out there. She may hear this. So I don't care. And she would wait for me after every class, make me give her hugs. Not make me. I would say no. And I had a breaking point where I yelled at her and told her that we weren't friends or anything. Oh. I was nice for a very long time, like months. I was nice, but you crack under that kind of pressure. She also like made lies like that we had done things and all these types of things when I only knew who she was, and she would just like approach me all the time.
Dang, I didn't know.
Yeah, I have stalker experience.
Okay.
I've been stalked.
Well, me too. I've been stalking. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just saying, like,
I mean, we've been on both sides of this.
I came
so
up with this when
stalker?
I heard, like, I can't remember. It was a while back, but it was at a wedding, and they were talking about how, like, they met, like, the groom and the bride met.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they talked about some of the stuff he did, and I remember thinking, like, any other situation, that would be, like, grounds for a restraining order, for sure. Like, any other situation, if she didn't think he was, like, cute and, like, was kind of into it, that would have been very creepy. So, that's my hypothesis.
I think it's an accurate one.
Anyone's welcome to challenge me and say I'm an idiot about it, because that's what happened last time I brought
it up.
But
then you also hear these stories about where the guy was super persistent. And eventually the girl did fall in love with him.
I'm looking at you, Gideon Crump.
Oh, gosh. Just kidding. Calling him out.
No, that's my...
He's going to be your brother-in-law, huh?
My sister's engaged, yeah. She got engaged. Congrats, Hannah.
And
this
Gideon.
Last week to Gideon. And for years, he would tell her, I'm going to marry you. And for years, he would tell me, I'm going to marry her. He even said that while she had a boyfriend for like a year and a half. And I would always be like, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm still holding to that. But
yeah, there's still plenty of time for it to change. But
a captain's got to go down with his ship.
Are you the captain?
Yeah, and the ship is, I'll believe it when I see it. Not until y'all both say I do. You hear that, Gideon?
Yeah, Gideon.
Love you.
What was your article again?
It was about the guy suing Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Very strange.
The article's very long. It's kept pretty interesting because they even pull a psychiatrist into it to talk about like stalkers and like this different stuff like that. But
so do they think this guy's dangerous?
There's a lot of detail. Well, the psychiatrist doesn't think so. He says typically people who like start off by like being rude or mean typically don't even end up approaching the person they're stalking. But
I see.
There's, and it's also Taylor Swift. Like, how's he
ever going to come in contact with her?
He's already put himself on the map.
Yeah. He's got people watching him
24/7. Also, he wrote
now.
A book on why I sued Taylor Swift. So if you really want to figure it out, read the book.
Read his book. I'm sure he gives a great explanation, and there's plenty of logical reasoning behind it all.
Yeah, okay, here's a quote from a study done by the Journal of American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law. It says, stalkers who send angry, threatening, vulgar, or lewd messages when initially making contact are less likely to approach their targets physically, the study found. So, good for Taylor Swift. Taylor, if you're listening, I would never sue you. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a pretty good
she
reason
may, she,
for her to
and I know
reach
that,
out to me.
Yeah, I've heard that she listens to our podcast, so when she hears that, she'll come running.
She's like, finally, someone who won't sue me.
Someone that loves me for me and not my money.
Okay. So
is that it?
Yeah, this one's dead.
All right. We beat it into the ground. All right. So my next one is, man rescued after 2 days at bottom of mine shaft was searching for gold. That's right. He was searching for gold. So John Waddell, he's a 60-year-old man. He told his friend...
Okay, he's old. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's older. He's 60's not too old. So he's... He...
He's pretty old. I'm okay. Just kidding. My dad's 59.
Yeah, dude. He's old. Call him out. So basically, this guy, John, he told his friend that if he wasn't back home by Tuesday to go searching for him. So that was smart.
Yeah, that's definitely smart.
So this guy owns a bunch of land in New Mexico. Or no, Arizona, I'm sorry. And,
How could you mix those two up?
Yeah, you're right. They're very different. but, so, basically, he owns all this land, and his carabiner broke, and he fell 50 feet, broke both of his legs, and was stuck at the bottom of this shaft. And his friend went to go search for him, and he found him in this hole, screaming.
Screaming?
Hollering for help.
How long was he in the hole?
2 days.
He'd been screaming for 2 days.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
With two broken legs.
What's funny is that both of his knees were fake. And it's just...
Wait, what?
Like, he had already had two knee replacements.
Okay. So how can his legs be broken?
Exactly. He didn't even break his legs. He broke his fake metal knees or plastic knees. I don't know.
That's so... It's terrible that this happened, but it's also kind of comedic.
He's fine, and he's recovering well. He's a tough guy, said someone.
Okay, I was like, is that they you? Said, or?
I've never seen anything like this. He's got both artificial knees. One of them was messed up pretty bad. Schrader said that. I know you don't know who Schrader is, but...
Sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, like off Breaking Bad, Agent Schrader. That's not him, but... It's a good
I've
name.
I've only seen the first and last episode of Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Natalie is looking at me with anger. Natalie being Adam's wife, who's being very quiet right now.
Because we're recording.
That's sweet. Thank you, Natalie.
She listens to me when I tell her.
Whoa. Let's go on to that next article.
Wait, I wasn't done.
Oh, no, I mean, let's go on to that article that we're talking about.
No, that's basically it, but it's just, well, then, I want to kind of talk about it more. I mean, he was looking for gold.
He was, and he found something much richer than that, and that's adventure.
Adventure, friendship.
Well.
An appreciation for life.
Frazier sounds like he had a lot of sympathy. Maybe they could be friends.
Who?
Oh, did Schrader? I say Frazier?
Yeah, I was like, you watch Frazier? You watch that show? Frasier Crane? For those listening in, this is Frasier Crane.
Okay.
We're way off the beaten path, aren't we? Okay, we can go on to the next
gold.
One.
Just
no,
gotta have it.
Yeah. Search it. Look up your butt, dude.
What? Wait. No, we're not. We're not letting that one slide. What?
Oh, wait, no, it's when you dig in your nose. It's like, what are you doing, looking for gold?
Yeah. That's a very different thing.
I guess people don't dig up their butt, do they?
No.
Some people might.
Adam, please.
Little kids.
No, you're not allowed to take this further.
All right, no more digging up butts.
God.
Hey, do you poop in the shower, David?
Adam.
That's a discussion for another time.
This next article is very wholesome, and it's in California. And so California cops secure escaped pig by luring it home with Doritos.
What Aww. Flavor? What flavor?
Oh, they don't say. Let's see. That's a very important question.
I know. That's
my favorite
asking.
Flavor is nacho.
I'm a Cool Ranch guy.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why we're so different.
I mean, I enjoy a nacho Dorito, but definitely not my first choice. I'm trying to think what would be my first choice. I guess Cool Ranch. I feel like there's other flavors.
Welcome to listen to this one, where we rate Doritos flavors. on the internet and find stuff to talk about. So I think they just, that's all they had on them when they found a pig. And they had no way to control the animal. So they knew where he lived and devised a plan. The plan, according to police, consisted of Ponce. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. The plan, according to police, consisted of one of the deputies retrieving a bag of Doritos from her lunch sack. And, yeah.
And luring the
yeah,
piglet.
Mean, you guys can figure it out from there, honestly.
Y'all ever seen or heard that story, The Three Little Pigs? What the wolf should have done.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this, and I agree. Keep going.
So the wolf should have just laid out some Doritos, and they all would have come running out, and he could have eaten them.
Yeah.
Or David, he could have just eaten the Doritos and not even worried about the pigs.
Hmm. I like how you just introduced a whole new thing by, like, saying, hey, if he had Doritos, he could do this, but he had Doritos, so...
So he didn't even need to do that.
Yeah.
If only Doritos existed in that universe. But I think
the
reason
he was, like, going after the pigs is because he had no food.
But you see, in this socialist economy, everyone's getting Doritos. So,
what country do you live in?
The land, whatever, where the big bad wolf lives.
That could get political. Let's go.
Let's go, as in let's argue about it.
No,
I'm just kidding. Like,
I wanted to leave it open ended. Like, people are like, oh, are they gonna say something political? And then
here's what I think
about
socialism.
We're gonna get really close. We're gonna get really close, and then be like, ah, never mind. We're not gonna say anything. So we're not.
I don't want to.
But capitalism's cooler.
No, dude, communism's cooler. See, this is a cool thing. A capitalist and a communist can still be friends. Let's shake on it. But which one of us is which?
We didn't shake on it. I just want you guys to know that.
I'm not for communism. Okay. I don't want to be, like, put on some list somewhere.
Because I was saying, he's a commie. He runs a red podcast. What's your next article?
My next one is a Florida one. You ready?
The Florida one.
It's the Florida one of this episode.
We get one every episode.
So, dance floor sinks under patrons' feet at Florida bar. Can you guess what happened?
The floor sank under some people's feet at a Florida bar.
You're very intuitive. That degree's getting you a lot. So, yeah, it's a dance club. People were dancing, and they were all jumping at the same time, and the bar owner was like, I think the song was called Jump, or something like that, and everyone started doing it at the same time, and like a 100,000-pound jackhammer on my floor. That's what he said.
I believe it.
Maybe not in that accent,
if
but he said
if the song's name is Jump.
You better be jumping.
Jump! Or this ain't jump. The barn.
Well, this ain't Jump. If you ain't jumping, this ain't Jump.
We're not going to do Jump if you guys won't jump.
So, the band that was playing was called Upchurch. I've never heard of them or him. I don't know if it's a solo or a band. But basically, this barn is over 100.
Hey, Adam.
What?
You got some Upchurch on your shirt.
What's Upchurch?
Yeah, what's up with the church?
What's up with that church? They're tearing the floor down. Anyways,
see, we're trying to be more punny. Isn't this good? This is good content.
Yeah, this is the best episode so far.
It's the puns, I believe.
Yeah, at least pun wise we're pretty punny.
That doesn't count.
Okay, you're right. Anyway, Upchurch played. He brought the floor down. And what I was saying before you were interrupted me.
I'm so sorry.
Was that this barn that the bar thing is over 100 years old, and the floorboards I don't think had been changed in over 100 years. Because
is that like a regular thing you need to do? Like, it was due for a service. Floorboards were.
If something's over 100 years old, aren't you supposed to?
I guess they need inspections.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. especially with a song Jump.
Yeah, if there's a song on the set list called Jump, you better get the floors inspected.
The funny thing is, there's another story like this that happened like 2 weeks ago, where someone was having like a house party, and there were like hundreds of people on the second floor, or it's either the second floor or like above the basement, and they're all jumping like a 1,000-pound sledgehammer.
100,000 pounds.
100,000 pounds. God.
That's what he said.
Anyway, they're all jumping, and the floor collapses underneath them, but like a full story.
So they all just
fall a full story, and it looks like the end of the world. It looks like the earth opened up to swallow them.
It's like a sinkhole. Sinkhole de Mayo.
Yeah. But it's, like, instant. Like, you just see a crowd of people jumping up and down, and then all of a sudden, it just, like, they fall.
I want to say Cinco de Mayo was not my joke. That is from a movie. I don't want to, like...
Yeah,
I'm not that clever.
Well...
This is the end. Have you ever seen that?
That's what it looks like.
Sinkholes everywhere. But it's in this house?
Yes. It looks like the end of the world. That movie.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh.
But I've seen trailers. I have
it on Blu-ray if you want to watch it.
Maybe after this.
Okay. It's a pretty funny movie.
I have another relatable article.
The relatable one. Okay, what is it?
So, North Carolina City has banned an unpopular candy ahead of Halloween, saying no one likes them. Can you guess which candy it is?
Candy corn.
No, I figured you would say that. I don't understand why so many people hate candy corn.
I would say
because so many people hate candy corn.
I don't not like it, but it's just sugar.
Yeah, but think of a candy you hate. Like, if you got it, it'd be worse than candy corn.
That's a hard question. There's a lot of candy I don't really enjoy. Milky Way.
I think it was just like a taffy.
North Carolina's always banning stuff.
They're called Peanut Butter Kisses, and they're named the fifth worst candy of 2018.
You know what candy I do like?
Along with Circus Peanuts, Wax Cola Bottles, Necco Wafers, those sucked, for sure. And then Tootsie Rolls.
They banned Tootsie Rolls?
No, they're banning Peanut Butter Kisses, but I was just listing off other bad candies.
I love Tootsie Rolls.
You're one of very few people.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll! You ever heard that song?
I think we just lost all of our listeners.
You've never heard that song?
Well, maybe I have, but the way you're saying it...
No, that was very identifiable. Everyone knows how to make their Tootsie Roll.
But no one likes their Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, except everyone wants to dance the Tootsie Roll, but no one wants to eat the Tootsie Roll.
Well, that's a metaphor, if I've ever heard one. I think this is a good idea.
What's the candy that you hate?
Necco wafers suck.
I don't know what that is. Give me a candy I know.
Cowtails. Cowtails suck.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to say something.
Okay, say it.
She may hear this. I don't know. It's not rude. One time, I dated a girl in college.
I went calling out people on this episode.
She's really sweet, and so is her family, but... I went home with them for Easter, and her mom made me like an Easter basket, and she got me a bunch of candy that I liked because I like gummy stuff and sweet sour stuff
and Tootsie Rolls. You sociopath.
But they gave me Cowtails to try because that's like their favorite candy, and I was like, this is just not good. This is so bad.
It's not like terrible. It's like, but that's the thing about candy. If it's not good,
if it's just
why is
there
it candy.
It's like different folks, different
strokes. I
remember
getting cowtails in whatever like candy basket I had, and that was always the one that was left after everything else was eaten, and then even then I didn't eat them. I like refused.
Yeah, you just throw
and them. The flavors aren't even like that bad. Like, it's like caramel and something else, right?
I just don't like the cream on the inside. That's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like... the outside is like a Tootsie Roll, but on the inside it's cream. Love. I know that's what I think that's it. I think it ruined. It's like a.
You're like, expecting a Tootsie Roll experience, it's but like, you get a. I don't even know how to describe it. A completely different
thing. It's heretical.
Well, people, it's kind of controversial, them banning. It's a joke, obviously. They're not like saying, how are they going to enforce that anyway? Like,
I don't know. How do they enforce drugs being illegal?
David? So this is what they posted on Facebook.
Can I Google this candy?
Yeah.
What is it again?
Peanut butter kisses. They're like an old school taffy.
What? What I'm seeing is...
So, the city of High Point announced the news on Facebook, giving locals ample warning to avoid purchasing the old school taffies for... Yeah, for October 31st at all costs. They also shared a photo of what appeared to be candy, sometimes referred to as peanut butter kisses.
What's your favorite candy to get on Halloween? Or just in general, I guess.
I like chocolate.
Just like a Hershey bar?
No, Hershey's sucks as a chocolate. Yikes. Everyone who likes chocolate agrees with me. Like,
calling Hershey out?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, Hershey's milk chocolate. It's just not good. It just leaves this weird and bad taste in your mouth. Anyone who like really likes chocolate usually likes dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate. I don't like milk chocolate.
And Natalie is nodding her head in agreement, so I feel validated.
Women know their chocolate.
That's true. And me.
Women and David know their chocolate.
So yeah, chocolate stuff's pretty good. So is Reese's, but that has chocolate in it, so.
Mainly peanut butter, though.
I also, yeah, like peanut butter flavored, like Butterfingers. We're getting off topic. This is controversial. A lot of people agree, and some people took it too seriously, of course. And we're getting mad, like, well, what if I want to buy this candy and give it to people? And they're like, listen, this was a joke, but we're also just saying you might not be the most popular house on the street if you hand out these candies. Maybe that's what they want.
I know I don't want people coming to my door.
Do people come to apartments for trick-or-treating?
I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
There's a lot of kids.
I'm going to put this out there.
Okay, and go ahead.
You did let me know that this is a safe environment where I can do that. I've never trick-or-treated. Natalie just glared at me again.
I don't think he missed out on anything.
Yeah. So.
I'll be honest.
I'm really glad I got that off my chest. I've been like waiting, like, should I tell him?
I have a confession. I'll say it. Okay. I'm not afraid because I've been very open about this my entire life since I was probably 8 or 9. I hate Halloween.
Whoa. Okay. I'm glad you said that after mine. People will be like, shocked that I have never trick-or-treated. Maybe not shocked. I was homeschooled. So they'll be like, okay, that makes sense. But then after you say that, it'll change subjects and they'll forget that I ever said anything.
Yeah, Halloween is very lame and boring and just stupid, and
I'm getting so mad right now.
It means nothing.
It's just fun to dress up.
No, it's not.
That's very subjective.
It's never been fun.
It's funny that I just said something very subjective and then you said something.
Well, I take very hard stances on things.
You're objectively wrong.
No, you are.
So you don't like candy or dressing up?
I've never been a candy person. That's why... Yeah, I'm not a very big candy person.
I mean, I'm not huge into candy, but Halloween's still fun.
I think the last time I dressed up was, I think I was 10 or 11, and I was Frodo.
I dressed up on Friday.
Wow.
As Marty McFly.
So. Yeah, I'm not a very fun person.
Was it Saturday? So. I can't remember. Yeah, so that's the end of my articles. We're ending this on with me being mad at Adam for saying Halloween sucks.
I just want someone to give me a good reason why it should be a holiday celebration or whatever. Because it's fun to dress up.
Yes.
You can do that any day.
Free candy, the festivities.
It's not free
pumpkin
candy.
Pumpkin carving. pumpkin carving?
That can be just put under fall.
A jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah, that can just be a fall thing. I don't think that's necessarily Halloween. I will say, like, I've never enjoyed really carving pumpkins. I like having pumpkins, because I think pumpkins are, like,
yeah, just a pumpkin thing. Is, like, a fall thing. I agree with that. But a jack-o'-lantern is, like, a Halloween thing. Or carving pumpkins is.
It's just, I don't understand how Halloween has become such a... I feel like
there's a backstory of where you got really hurt as a kid, something happened, and you vowed to hate just Halloween in general from that day on. And
I just don't understand how it's become such a big part of our culture.
Free candy.
If you want, it doesn't make any sense. I just don't.
If you want a holiday to take off, make the main part of that holiday free candy.
But the thing is, once you're an adult, there's no free candy.
I mean, yeah, but...
I just see adults doing it, and I'm usually just like, I just don't...
Okay, well...
I mean, I'm
not going to convince you otherwise.
You're not going to convince me. Yeah. You're right. You're not.
Yeah.
And that's why this isn't a political podcast, because we're both stubborn.
And we get heated over whether Halloween is fun or not.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. What if I called it Fall Festival?
What? <I'm just
kidding. laughs> You know, some people call Halloween Fall Festival.
Who? Christian conservatives. Kids.
Yeah. That's political. Okay. We need to go.
Sorry. I mean, we're Christians. We can make fun of them. Right. Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. If that's how allowed. It works.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right.
This has been Listen to This One with David Mosley
and Adam Cessna.
If you enjoyed this podcast,
you can subscribe or
just rate us, honestly.
Or leave a review.
Yeah. Whether you give us a bad or good review, we'd love to hear why you gave that review.
Not why you gave the review.
I mean, like, why you gave us 5 stars.
Or why you gave us 1.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Or if you have any articles that you want us to read, just go ahead and send those down to Listen to This One at podcast. Oh, I always mess up the email.
Yeah, I don't think he knows.
Listen to This One podcast at gmail.com.
I think that's all we need you to do.
Yeah. I hope you guys have a safe Halloween. And if you're not listening to this on Halloween, you just have a good day, okay?
We hope you had a safe Halloween.
Yeah, at some point this year.
Yeah. And if not this year, save this episode for October 30th.
You're saying this 2019. At the end of the podcast. They've just listened to the whole podcast and you're saying save this.
What I'm saying is you can go back and re-listen to it we can
a concept. Yeah, you guys should start you need to start over. It's like when the new season of a show comes out and
you need to binge this and just keep binging it.
Yeah. You guys need to start over. We're making that a thing. This podcast is going way too long. We need to go. Love you guys. Bye.
Happy haunting.